Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I desire to become the head and the CEO of the business, and whatever I desire, God's going to give me the desires of my heart. This isn't saying that God will satisfy all of your lust. That goes against everything else. Now see, this would be an example of a person reading the Bible with just their brain and not letting the Spirit balance it to where there's other scriptures, like for instance James chapter 4, where it says you ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you might consume it upon your own lust. The scripture makes it very clear that if you are just asking a carnal desire so that you can consume it on your own lust, God's not going to grant that. And so you see these two apparently opposite statements that you can't just ask whatever you want and satisfy your lust. And yet this one says, delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. So which is it? It's both. Well, then how do you understand this? How do you interpret this? How do they fit together without contradicting each other? Psalms chapter 37, verse 4 isn't saying God's going to give you whatever you want. This is saying delight yourself in the Lord and God will put His desires in your heart. Your heart will change so that you start desiring the things of God is what that's talking about. And there's no contradiction, see, between those. And so here's what Psalms 37:4 is saying. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will change the desires of your heart. Many of you, when you got born again, when you came to the Lord, prior to that time, you loved to party. You loved to go get drunk. You loved to do dope. You loved to do whatever. And then you got born again, and all of a sudden you didn't want to do those things. God changed you. He changed the desires of your heart. You've experienced this at least to a degree. And this is what it's talking about. And this is simply saying that if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, and that's a huge if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, and I could spend an hour talking about what it means to delight yourself in the Lord. But it means if you are truly putting the kingdom of God first, if you have died to yourself, and you are wanting God's will more than your will, if your heart has been purified so that you aren't offended at somebody and you're praying that they'll die because you'd like to see them suffer, you haven't delighted yourself in the Lord if that's what you're doing. If you've got bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart, you hadn't delighted yourself in the Lord. If you have delighted yourself in the Lord, then here is a newsflash. This is a great piece of information. If you are seeking God with all of your heart, and if God is truly Lord of your life, then the desires that you have are from God. And you know what you can do? Whatever you want to do. And some people think, oh no, that's of the devil. Man, it's like, that's not of God. I can't do what I want to do. I was raised in a church that taught that if you want to know what God's will is, take your first desire and do the opposite. And that's God. And you know what? That's true if you're a carnal Christian, because the Bible says that the carnal mind is enmity or the enemy of God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you are carnal, and that doesn't necessarily mean sinful. Carnal means just of the five senses. If you are human only, and if you haven't renewed your mind, if you're just operating as a mere man or woman, and you're doing your own thing, well, then it's true. Do what? Take your first desire and do the opposite, and that's God. But that is ruling out the fact that you can walk in the Spirit and not walk in the flesh. You can get to a place to where you do desire the things of God and you have delighted yourself in the Lord. And when you truly get to where you put God first, did you know God puts His desires in your heart? And you can do what you want to do if you are truly seeking God with all of your heart. Now that is so simple. You got to have somebody to help you to misunderstand it. But you know what? This is a powerful piece of information. And because of this, this is one of the greatest ways that God has led me, and I've learned to live by the Spirit. Is I follow the desires that are in my heart always with this qualification. God, is this desire really from you? And I go to the Word to check it out and make sure it doesn't violate the Word of God. But I basically seek God with my whole heart. And then if I desire to do something, I just check it out to make sure that I'm in the Spirit. And if I am, well, then I do it. And I know some of you think that's too simple. But that's the way it works. I was going to go to Costa Rica one time. I'd already been there and ministered in a Bible college and had a tremendous time. And boy, they wanted me to come back. I'd already gotten my tickets. My pastor was going to go with me. And I already had the trip planned. And I was moving my mother up to Colorado to come to work for us. This was about 1980. And I was praying about going there. And I was just so excited about going to Costa Rica. But when I started praying and asking God for His blessing and direction on it and things like this, all of a sudden, I lost my desire to go to Costa Rica. I didn't want to go to Costa Rica. Not only did I not want to go, I really didn't want to go. I wanted to not go. And it was such a radical change in my heart that it startled me at first. And I was driving this rental truck for 17 hours. And so what I did, I just prayed. I turned on music. I got to singing and praising God and focusing my attention on the Lord. Because again, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. I found that if I just focus on God and get more and more focused on God and start delighting myself in Him and make sure that I'm focused on Him, if it is a carnal desire, a fleshly desire, the more I focus on God, that thing leaves. But if it is a spiritual desire, the more I focus on God, the stronger that desire gets. So anytime I desire something and feel that it's God giving me direction, I will take some time apart and fast or pray or just separate myself and go to focusing on God and pray and study the Word. Not necessarily about that individual thing, but just seek the Lord. And the more I get into the presence of God, if it's God, then that desire will increase. If it's not God, I'll lose it. I'll literally forget about it as I get into the presence of the Lord and my desires start being focused and formed by God. And so if I seek the Lord and the desire leaves or diminishes, well, then I say, I don't think that was God. It all is hinged around seeking the Lord. So anyway, when I started feeling this desire not to go to Costa Rica, I started praying about it, and for 17 hours I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And God, what's going on? What is this, something carnal? Is it because I'm tired of traveling and I just don't want to go? Is this a carnal, fleshly desire, or is it coming from my spirit? And see, the Word is the sword of the Spirit that separates between soul and spirit. And I went back and thought about Psalms chapter 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord. And so I started focusing on the Lord. The more I focused on the Lord, the less I wanted to go to Costa Rica. So eventually, after about 17 hours of prayer, I called up the people in Costa Rica, and it was just a week or two before I was supposed to go. And I called them up and I said, you know what, I'm not coming. And they said, you can't do this. We've already put out advertisement. People are coming from long distances, and we got people coming from everywhere, and you can't cancel. And I said, look, I'm sorry, but I can't go. And they said, so what's wrong? I said, nothing. I just don't want to go. And boy, they didn't like that at all. And you know, I have never been asked back. They never did understand what I was doing. But I canceled going to Costa Rica just because I didn't want to go to Costa Rica. And I checked my emotions, and it was a spirit emotion and not a physical emotion. It was based on the Holy Spirit, and so I canceled. And guess what? The plane that we were booked on crashed and killed 169 people. I'd have been dead had I not have listened to the Spirit communicating with my spirit. That's one of the ways that God gives you leadership, is you just feel something. Now again, I'm not talking about a carnal feeling. You could feel fear, and therefore you aren't going to go minister to somebody and tell them God wants them to be saved or healed because you just are feeling carnal things. But I can guarantee you, as you get into the presence of God and seek God, God will show you that, no, that's not a spiritual emotion. That's your carnal self not wanting rejection. You've got to go to the Word of God and balance all these things out. But I was led by my feelings. Not carnal feelings, but spiritual feelings. And again, this is something I hesitate to say in a group where we've got people of all different spiritual levels, because some of you are just going to immediately take this as an endorsement of doing whatever you feel like. And man, that'll get you into big trouble. Because many of you are not seeking God with your whole heart, and if you do what you feel, you're going to be in bondage. But this is a key to those of you who are seeking the Lord, that if you're seeking the Lord, why are we so afraid to do what we feel in our hearts? You need the Word to be able to distinguish and to verify. You know, I always knew that someday I'd be on television. I just knew it. I don't know how I knew it, but I knew it. I knew that God had called me to impact lots of people and be on television. I'd been guest on other people's programs. And when I got on, it was just, everybody told me, you are like a natural on television. I never was nervous. And I had lots of confirmation. And I just knew that someday I was going to be on television. I had people offer me free television airtime. But I knew that television was very expensive. I knew it could make or break the ministry. And I had resisted it and fought against being on television for a very, very long time. And then one summer, I was just praying about things. And as I prayed, it's a long story, but I mean, boom, like that. I wanted to be on television. I got so excited about being on television. I knew exactly what my television program was going to be like. I even sat down and drew a mock-up of the way the set would look. And I knew I wasn't going to be in a three-piece suit.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get 4 Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.